Father Klaus Demmer was my moral theology professor at the Gregorian University in Rome. Diminutive, soft, spoken, and timid, he cut a small figure on the dais in the grand lecture hall. One day, just as the bell rang for class and students were getting settled, a classmate sitting next to me pointed to Father Demmer at the podium and said, "Watch his lips." "What?" "No, really, just watch his lips." Sure enough, before he started his lecture, the professor uttered something, a couple of words, under his breath. On my own, I wouldn't have noticed it. He obviously didn't care that anyone saw it or heard it. What I came to learn was that this brilliant theologian began every one of his lectures with the words, "Cari amici," "dear friends." That small, tender act revealed the regard and the affection he had for his student. "Dear friends." Just two words, and I'm talking about it 37 years later. In our communities, even in the church, people can be dismissed and disregarded, put down and excluded, either blatantly or subtly, and come to believe themselves unworthy for this communion, excommunicated, outside the reach of love. Jesus, of course, wanted those who were nobodies in the eyes of the world to know that they were somebody, including those who we hear today did not belong to the fold, the stranger, the excommunicated. Yet another indication of Jesus' regard and affection and self-sacrificing concern for the foreigner, the wanderer, the immigrant. By laying down his life for us, Jesus demonstrates that we are God's beloved, so beloved. And at the same time, he gives us a model for our advocacy for those on the margins. God's love is not a feeling. It is our constant and unconditional state. There's not a thing we can do to undo God's love. We belong to the shepherd. We belong to God. Nothing and no one can snatch us out of God's hand. If children and grown-ups are told that they are good, that they are enough, that they are worthy of God's love and this communion, perhaps they'll come to believe it. We come here to learn and to remind one another that we belong to God. Hear our identity as children of God, our primary and most fundamental identity given to us in baptism, is formed and nurtured, deepened. Here and in every encounter, Jesus whispers affectionately, "Cari amici." See what love the Father has bestowed on us, St. John says, that we may be called the children of God, yet so we are.